Well, fishermen in Norway yesterday were in for quite a surprise when they were greeted by a friendly beluga whale bobbing about the surface of the water. Discovered off the far north coast of Norway, it was quite an unusual occurrence, and what was even more unusual was that the beluga whale was found to be wearing a harness. It has been widely speculated that the whale had been trained by Russian intelligence. Today we're chatting with Dr. Vanessa Pirotta of Macquarie University, a marine biologist and marine life expert, to shed a bit more light on this. Vanessa, welcome to the program.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
So, how likely is it that this beluga whale is in fact a Russian spy?
Oh, well, that's the question that everyone's asking. We have absolutely no idea, but what we do know is that it's not every day that you see a beluga whale approaching a boat just like that wearing a very well-fitted harness.
Right. Well, what purpose? Is there any other explanation for the harness that it was wearing?
Well, many of your listeners might not know, but marine mammals like dolphins, beluga whales and sea lions are often trained for various purposes, mainly relating to scientific purposes. So there's a facility over in Vancouver which trains up big Stella sea lions. They're taller than, when they stand up, they're taller than a large male, and they are trained to look at animal health. And so what they do is they wear these funny little devices, and they have like a GPS on them in case the animals are lost, and they also measure depth and temperature. And so these animals are trained to wear these devices, and then that can tell us a little bit about their health and also the environment around them. And we also know that the Navy also trained dolphins and sea lions to assist with underwater operations, carry tools, understand the topography of the water, the ocean, looking at putting sick little video cameras on these animals. Because these marine mammals are so well equipped for the ocean environment that they can hold their breath for a long time and are often much better than a human being on scuba.
Wow, but I guess the accusation is that this whale is itself a spy. Where has this story come from?
Well, there's definitely people going, okay, first of all, where was the whale found? So it was located in Norway. And there is people suggesting that the this whale may have been used for military purposes. So I can definitely comment on the whale's behaviour and wearing the harness, but unfortunately, like many other people, we don't actually know where the animal is from, although one key piece of evidence was that the equipment that the animal is wearing says property of St. Petersburg. So that was really the clue that's fitting the piece of the puzzle. But the problem is now, while we know that information, the animal has now had that harness removed. So that's kind of bad news because a beluga whale looks a lot like other beluga whales. So to locate where this animal is now would be quite challenging. And also, this animal has been predominantly under human care. So this animal might be going quite hungry, and which is a concern, and a concern for many people who've ever worked with marine mammals around the world.
Well, that is... Wow. I actually wasn't aware that armies and navies used marine animals in that way, and that's quite interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of just like training your family dog. You use the same. I used to be a marine mammal trainer, and the same techniques that you use, which is positive reinforcement. So if an animal does a correct behaviour, it's rewarded with some type of food, and a food that's usually amazing. So for a dog, it'd probably be like something like chicken. And so for a cetacean or a whale or a dolphin, that would be fish.
Well, hopefully these animals are more useful than sniffer dogs that we have in the city. Well, whales are known for making some pretty interesting sounds. Can you talk to us about some of those and their significance?
Yeah, so for your listeners, whales talk to each other and dolphins talk to each other under the water just like we would be having a conversation. But the way in which different types of whales do this does give an indication of the aquatic environment in which they're dealing with. So, for example, we're soon going to start seeing humpback whales off Sydney, which are very big, 17-metre-long animals, and they have no teeth at all. In fact, there are, in the whale world, whales that have teeth, which are the toothed whales, rather, and there are whales which don't have teeth, which are the toothless. And typically the toothless whales, which are the whales that we've seen on Finding Nemo, like the blue whale and the humpback whale, these whales use low-frequency communication. So they will make lower sounds which can travel further across the ocean. So kind of like, sound like this, like a kind of noise.
Wow.
And then you have your high frequency communicators, which are those animals that use echolocation, which is like a biological sonar, which they can use to navigate around their environment and find food.
You've got that whale sound down very well.
Thanks, because I've spent many years listening to them. And then the sperm whale is another one, and a dolphin, they're using high frequency sounds. So the sperm whale uses kind of like a click, like a... And then the dolphins are more of the high squeaky pitch noise, and they're only communicating within close distances to each other, which is super high.
Wow. I wish I could sound like a whale. I'm very jealous of your vocal skills. You also do research on whale snot. Can you elaborate a bit more on that and what you got interested in, how you got interested in this field of research?
Well, I always love talking about whale snot. So whale snot, for your listeners that have no idea of what we're talking about, yes, we are talking about whale snot, which is that visible plume of spray rising from a whale's blowhole. Remembering that whales are mammals like you and I, so they breathe air, and they have two nostrils. But when the animal breathes, it is actually pushing out sometimes water sitting on top of their nose, so you get to see that come out as well. And my research is collecting this type of information, which is a whole host of biological information, such as bacteria, there's hormones, there's proteins, there's lipids, and we can collect this to gather a snapshot of whale health. And so to do this, we're using drones, and we have a little petri dish, which is a collection device placed on top of the drone, and the drone is launched into the air from the back of a boat and flies over to a whale's position using a camera on top of the drone. And then once a whale comes up to breathe, the drone petri dish opens, and then the drone is flown deliberately midair through the densest part of whale snot, collecting the bacteria, which we can later assess in the laboratory.
Well, Vanessa, I have to say I am very envious. You've lived a very interesting life with the whale snot and the whale sounds and also studying these amazing creatures. And we thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Vanessa Pirotta, a marine biologist and whale expert, talking to us all about all things whale-related and also more specifically about a whale that's been accused of spying for the Russian government.